see clearly now, the rain is gone.
All right, welcome back to it, live from the White House, a special edition of the Steve Guber Show. Good to have you along for the conversation, and it's very fluid here, to say the least. Six or eight radio programs here running live as we speak. The big push from the White House is promoting the USMCA. They really want to get this done, and it would be good news for Michigan and well, and for states all over this country, but no more than Michigan. Nobody has a bigger relationship with Canada, for example, than does Michigan. I mean, no question about it, and you know, that's the big push here today. I mean, with all of the things going on as far as the impeachment goes, that seems to suck all the air out of the news cycle every day, of course. And as that happens, when important things are accomplished, they seem to get overlooked, they seem to get forgotten, and they don't get discussed in the news cycle, not at the other news outlets like MSNBC and CNN. They spend all of their time, of course, talking about one thing, and that's impeachment and how they can figure out how to sully the president, it seems. But so far, the inquiry not working very well for the Democrats, despite some really poor polling from ABC News. They polled 508 people and tried to claim that it showed that 51% of Americans support removal from office. It has a margin of error of almost 5 points. It's a meaningless poll, which means, well, it means they're putting their thumb on the scale again. Meanwhile, the president yesterday said he would strongly, he tweeted this out, said he would strongly consider giving written or in-person testimony to the House impeachment inquiry despite his repeated refusal to cooperate with other parts of the investigation. Pretty stunning, wouldn't you say? Yeah, I mean, if the president, can you imagine the ratings for that? Off the charts. And he could make his case. And Adam Schiff and the Democrats would either treat him with respect or they would treat him the way you would expect them to be and behave. But he responded to Nancy Pelosi's suggestion on Face the Nation over the weekend, in which he said the president could come right before the committee and talk, and he could do it in writing as well. And the president responded by saying, even though he did nothing wrong, he doesn't like giving credibility to this no due process hoax, he likes the idea and will, in order to get Congress focused again, strongly consider it. He says he's got to get Congress focused again on things like the USMCA. Now we're crazy do-nothing, where's USMCA, infrastructure, lower drug pricing, and so much more. Speaker of the House, nervous Nancy Pelosi, is petrified by her radical left, knowing she will soon be gone. They and fake news media are her boss. Suggested on Sundays to Face the Nation. Donald Trump tweeting that out yesterday. That I testify about the phony impeachment witch hunt. She also said I could do that in writing. Even though I did nothing wrong, I will strongly consider it. And I think that's, you know, I don't think it's likely. Let's be honest. I think it's a posturing statement. I think it's the president saying, listen, I'll do this. But it's also him taking back control of the 24-hour news cycle. All right. He takes back control of the 24-hour news cycle, saying, you know, maybe I would consider that. Maybe that should be something that I could do and come and sit down. But come on, Rudy Giuliani and nobody will allow him to do that. And, well, we'll just see what happens. Hogan Gidley making his way onto the program now. Hogan Gidley has been on the program many times before, but I've got him in person now sitting down. Hogan, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad you guys are in town today.
Well, I'm glad to have you here. I know you're very, very busy, but let me ask you something, Hogan. All this important stuff going on. Man, Shea Patterson lit it up over the weekend for the Wolverines. I mean, I know you're an Ole Miss fan, right?
I told you the kid was good. I talked to a lot of folks ahead of time, a lot of Michigan fans, and I said, you know, you guys have been so good, you're missing a quarterback. He's a good one now. We'll see how the season finishes up, but still, he's a strong thrower, good runner, got a good head on his shoulders.
Big game coming up against Ohio State. We'll see what happens. We got about 4 or 5 minutes here. Hogan, I know you're moving quick, so let's touch on a couple of things. So much noise with the impeachment proceedings, sucking the air out of the room. 8 more witnesses this week. Maybe some have actually met the president or actually on the job at the time that the phone call happened, and maybe not. Maybe we'll continue down that lane. But things like USMCA.
Sure.
Infrastructure, drug pricing. There are so many important things that need to be done. And there's a list of things this president has accomplished. Prison reform and so many more that doesn't get talked about very much.
Well, I'd hate for policy to make its way onto the stage at all here. Listen, this is a purely partisan, you know, power grab here by the Democrats. I think that's pretty obvious. But there are real issues that face that the American people face every single day that we need to be addressing. And you mentioned several of them. USMCA is one. I know that Nancy Pelosi made the comment the other day she wasn't going to vote on it. We don't think that's going to be the case. We think that sooner or later cooler heads will prevail and she'll understand that, you know, at some point Democrats are going to have to decide whether they love this country more than they hate this president. Right now it's very clear it's the latter. They hate him so much they don't want to see the American people succeed, and that's pretty sad, so much so. Nancy even said yesterday that she doesn't want the American people to actually get to vote on Donald Trump. She'd rather handle it through impeachment. So
well,
she's pretty clear.
That's her duty, which is outrageous, obviously. But the USMCA for Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, the trifecta of states that put the president in the White House to begin with would all benefit greatly from this legislation, which is maybe why she's digging her heels in. It's all a political blockade.
Well, you'd hate to think she's playing politics here, but the Democrats have been doing that from day one. The word impeachment was thrown around as soon as Donald Trump was elected, before he was even sworn in. But USMCA would influx anywhere from 250 to 500,000 jobs, and you know, protects our farmers, our ranchers, our manufacturers. This is something that would go immediately. I mean, Mexico's waiting for it; they're ready. Canada's waiting for it as well. It's a new trade deal that the president has kind of been known for so far. What he's done with Japan and how far China's come down the road as well. And it's all in an effort to protect the American worker. Everyone knows we've been taken in the teeth for 30 years. Wages have been stagnant. Now they're actually on the rise. We see manufacturing coming back into this country right now. I know Democrats don't want to talk about that because they've got more important things to do, like play politics and try and impeach a president. But the American people are suffering in the process. And I've said this before, but it's not Donald Trump that suffers in these partisan political attacks. It's the American people, because they're the ones who put these people in office.
Sure.
To accomplish things that would actually impact their families positively. And right now, they're not doing any of it.
Yeah, drug prices are the same. USMCA hasn't changed, which, by the way, comes with a lot of protections, not just for agricultural markets, but for manufacturing and IT protections that are really critical for intellectual property.
No question. That was something that was paramount in the conversations with China. Everyone knows China has been cheating on the global stage. This is the first president who stood up and said, we're not going to take it anymore. We want a fair level reciprocal playing field with China. We know we can do well and succeed there. He doesn't want China to fail, but they are right now because of the tariffs he's put into place. They're paying billions of dollars into this economy. But for so long, it's America who's been the world's piggy bank. It's America who our workers, our business, our industry that has suffered, and it's not suffering anymore because of this president's policy.
Wall Street seems to think it's heading in the right direction. When you break 28,000, and when the president took office, it was had not made 20,000. Now we're at 28,000. It's incredible. We got about 30 seconds here before the break, but, I mean, that is remarkable.
It's about 130 separate times we've shattered a record at the stock market right now. And you have to understand, people say, well, stock market, that's all high finance. It's not. There are 100-plus million people with IRAs and 401ks.
Retired teachers, retired firefighters.
Absolutely. That affects all of them. And because of this president's policies, every single American is doing better than they were 3 years ago, and that's the most important statistic.
Hogan Gidley is the White House Deputy Assistant to the President and Principal Press Secretary. This is a special edition of the Steve Gruber Show live from the White House. Quick break. We'll be back.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
I'll never forget that moment.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
It started with a phone call.
I got the text when I was at work.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
This was it, the real deal.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires, how they were getting dangerously close to homes.
It was amazing to be a part of this massive operation. Helicopters were going up with huge buckets to drop water on the fires.
Some of the guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
We went out in Humvees to help with the evacuations.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com. Discover what it means to be a citizen soldier, to serve locally as well as globally. Look into the benefits, including career skills and money for college. Take a moment. Go to NationalGuard.com today.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
A storage tank ruptured, and for miles, chemicals were pushing up against the riverbanks.
This was a big, big deal, and it was going to have a serious impact on communities up and down the river.
I remember the moment. This local guy came up to me and said, they call the guard out for this stuff?
You probably thought we were all about hurricanes, tornadoes, fighting Mother Nature.
Hey, it's a chemical spill. It's a disaster.
It affects the water supply, threatens wildlife.
We're talking about the health of entire communities and people's livelihoods.
You bet we're ready for these kinds of things.
We were out there with booms to prevent the spill from expanding.
We're responsible for protecting and monitoring the sensitive wetlands.
I also remember the moment that same guy came up to me and said, I don't know what we would have done if they hadn't called the guard up.
Learn more about how you can protect your friends, families, neighbors, and the environment. Everything that makes up your community. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.